Picture this. You've just been promoted to manager after excelling as an individual contributor. You're handed new responsibilities with little guidance beyond a congratulatory handshake. This scenario creates what Rachel Pacheco calls accidental managers, talented professionals thrust into leadership without proper preparation. The transition from doing the work to leading others doing the work represents one of the most challenging professional pivots many of us will face. Why? Because the skills that made you successful as an individual rarely translate to management success. Technical brilliance doesn't automatically confer people skills, and subject matter expertise doesn't teach you how to motivate a diverse team. Management isn't an innate talent, but a learned skill requiring deliberate practice. Just as you wouldn't expect someone to excel at playing piano without lessons and practice, why do we expect new managers to thrive without proper training? The good news is that effective management follows learnable patterns. By mastering fundamental principles like setting clear expectations, delivering structured feedback, and understanding individual motivations, anyone can develop into an exceptional leader. The journey begins with acknowledging that management excellence requires as much intentional development as any technical skill you've mastered in your career. An expectation unarticulated is a disappointment guaranteed. This simple truth explains countless workplace frustrations. When managers fail to clearly define what success looks like, team members are left guessing, and often guess wrong. Why do we struggle with setting clear expectations? Many fear being seen as micromanagers, worried that detailed guidance signals distrust. Others fall victim to the curse of expertise, forgetting that what seems obvious to them remains opaque to others with less experience. Effective expectation setting answers four essential questions. What's the objective? What does good look like? What's the timing? What are examples? The timing element proves particularly crucial. Vague deadlines like when you can create anxiety rather than clarity. The most powerful tool in your arsenal is providing concrete examples of excellence. Rather than describing qualities like thorough or professional, show actual examples that demonstrate these standards. This eliminates ambiguity and gives team members a clear target. When you think your expectations are clear enough, make them even clearer. Specificity isn't micromanagement, it's kindness. It reduces anxiety, prevents wasted effort, and sets your team up for success rather than inevitable disappointment. Remember that clarity creates confidence, and confident team members deliver better results. Feedback, like underwear, is essential, but not always welcome. Without it, professional growth stagnates. Effective feedback follows three steps: present observed data without judgment, explain the behavior's impact, and suggest specific changes. For example, instead of "you're not a team player," say, "during yesterday's meeting, you interrupted Sarah three times, making her uncomfortable and blocking her analysis. Please let presenters finish before sharing your thoughts." This structure works for positive feedback too. Rather than "great job," try "your detailed analysis of customer feedback identified three key product improvements, which strengthens our decision-making." Such specificity reinforces desired behaviors. Avoid the feedback sandwich, hiding criticism between compliments. It only confuses recipients. Don't over-explain or delay difficult conversations. Instead, treat feedback as a dialogue, inviting the recipient's perspective. Providing timely, structured feedback isn't just helpful, it's crucial for team development and continuous improvement. Coaching shifts management from giving directives to helping team members discover solutions themselves. Rather than providing instructions, coaching builds decision-making abilities by guiding employees towards self-awareness through questions. This transforms the manager-employee relationship from hierarchical to a growth-focused partnership. Effective coaching starts with genuine curiosity and trust that team members often have the answers within. The process relies on targeted, open-ended questions, minimal context, comfortable silence, and clear next steps. Key questions include, "what concerns you?" "what's your ideal outcome?" "what's stopping you?" and "what would happen if you did nothing?" When managers coach instead of direct, teams develop stronger critical thinking and self-reliance. This approach creates psychological safety by showing managers value and trust their team's judgment. You don't need certification to coach effectively. Simply ask thoughtful questions and resist offering immediate solutions. The most powerful moments occur when team members experience their own revelations through coached self-discovery. Motivation varies significantly among team members, following David McClellan's needs theory of three fundamental drives: achievement, accomplishing challenging goals; power, influencing others; and affiliation, building close relationships. When these core needs aren't met, team members become demotivated and less productive. Achievers need challenging work with clear success metrics and public recognition. Power-motivated individuals thrive on opportunities to influence and participate in decision-making. Affiliators require strong team connections and recognition for their contributions to team culture. Understanding each team member's motivational profile requires observation and direct conversation. Consider using a motivation intake form during onboarding to learn about preferred work styles and recognition preferences. Like love languages, people have dominant motivation needs but respond to a mix of all three. While personalizing leadership approaches requires more effort than standardization, it significantly improves team productivity and satisfaction. Work becomes meaningful through five key design elements: skill variety, task identity, completing whole projects, task significance, seeing impact, autonomy, freedom in execution, and feedback, understanding results. Job crafting enables employees to align their work with personal values by mapping tasks to broader motives and strengths. Team members create before and after diagrams to identify opportunities for meaningful adjustments. Effective communication requires consistent reinforcement across multiple channels. Managers often underestimate how much repetition is needed. Goals and compensation can be powerful motivators, but must be used carefully. Paradoxically, extra pay for certain activities can decrease motivation by undermining intrinsic drive, the overjustification effect. The yogic principle offers wisdom here. Commit fully to goals, abhyasa, while remaining detached from outcomes, focusing on effort over results. Even exceptional individuals can falter in a dysfunctional team. Great teams require explicit norms, agreed-upon rules of the game that everyone follows, and psychological safety, where members can take risks without fear of retribution. The latter is built through empathy and ensuring everyone has a voice. Not all conflict damages teams. While relationship conflict, interpersonal tensions, is destructive, task conflict, disagreement about ideas, can prevent groupthink. Process conflict, about logistics and work allocation, is necessary but requires clear norms to avoid resentment. Effective management isn't about having all the answers. It's about creating environments where great work flourishes. Sometimes the most impactful thing a manager can do is create space for team members to be heard. People often stay at organizations because of their community, not just the culture or work. By cultivating psychological safety, clear norms, and genuine connections, you build a foundation for a team that thrives through challenges and celebrates authentic success together.